You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And you are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is July 30th, 2021. The draft math is here. My name is Philip Rosbach. I'm the expert insight editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. You can follow me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. Whew! That was a day, wasn't it? We'll recap the Orlando Magic's haul on NBA draft night as they welcome Jalen Suggs and Franz Wagner. We'll go into detail in a little bit more about who they are as players, what they will bring to the Orlando Magic, and of course, the identity that is slowly but surely beginning to form for this Orlando Magic team. Oh, there is so much to get to today. I want to dive right in. But first, I got to remind you all, you can check out all the great podcasts on the Locked On Podcast Network by searching every download podcast for Locked On and the team you're looking for. Just like this podcast here today, here covering the Orlando Magic, the Scoochie and Detail, this podcast covering every single team in the NBA with the same level of care and detail that you can only find from a local expert who knows their team best. Want the lowdown on why the Toronto Raptors passed on Jalen Suggs? Check out our friends at Locked On Raptors. No matter who your team is, whether it's in the NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB, or college too, there is a Locked On podcast for you. Just search for every download podcast for Locked On and the team you're looking for. Also, don't forget, you can check out the Locked On NBA Draft show that aired in conjunction with the NBA Draft over on YouTube. Just follow Locked On NBA on YouTube. Really, really exciting stuff. A really fantastic show as well. Again, no matter who your team is, whether it's in the NBA, NFL, NHL, MLB, or college too, there's a Locked On podcast for you. Search for every download podcast for Locked On and the team you're looking for, the Locked On Podcast Network. It's your team every day. I don't know where to start with this. There was always the chance that the Raptors would take Scottie Barnes. We all hoped when the lottery came out that someone would take Jonathan Kuminga before one of these celebrated four players in this draft. This was a draft that for the longest time was a five-player draft, turned into a four-player draft, turned into a four-plus-one player draft, turned into a four-plus-two player draft, and then somehow that fourth player slipped to the Magic. I remember when we were doing the ultimate mock draft, or when I was talking with David Locke on Locked On NBA, the going narrative about the Magic was they always seemed to get the pick that was one pick outside of the pick they actually needed. Guys, the Magic got their guy. We're looking at all the draft grades that have come out. I have not seen a single person not give the Magic an A+ for taking Jalen Suggs with the fifth pick in the draft. This is strange territory. This is strange in a lot of ways because the Magic picked up one of the elite guards in this draft. The Magic haven't had an elite guard in a long time. My favorite stat that I hate about this Orlando Magic team, about this Orlando Magic franchise, the Magic have not had a guard or wing, so no centers, no Vooch, no Dwight Howard, no Shaq. They have not had a guard or wing average 20 points per game or more during a season since Steve Francis in 2005. There's been some close calls. You know, Turkoglu got 19 and 20 in 2008, I believe, or 2007. Jameer Nelson got to 18 or 19 in 2009 before his injury. There's been some close calls. But in a league that is all about perimeter scoring and wing creation, this has been a franchise that has been pretty bereft of that. What we all wanted out of this draft was that foundational piece. I put, you know, in the Magic's draft needs a star. The Magic need a star. And if I had skepticism about taking Scottie Barnes at five, that was obviously not a choice for the Magic at this in reality. I did not believe that Scottie Barnes could be this, could be a star, to be perfectly honest. If the Magic would have taken Barnes and traded down, I would not have blamed them because they need someone that can get them over the top. Ladies and gentlemen, that person is Jalen Suggs. That person is Jalen Suggs. You could sense it in the excitement within the Amway Center, and just frankly the shock when Scotty Barnes' name came up as the fourth pick in the draft. I mean, I was at work. We were watching the draft. We were preparing for our draft show. We were, you know, our whole show, you know, kind of centered on this play, on this decision, on this, on who this prospect would be. And we literally high-fived when Jalen Suggs was the pick. You could feel, you go watch the tape that people took that were inside the Amway Center during the draft. When Jalen Suggs officially became the fifth pick of the draft to the Orlando Magic, there was legitimate excitement. A buzz in that building over a draft pick that I have not seen in a long, long time. The Magic have not had a guard prospect like this. Maybe since Victor Oladipo in 2013. Maybe. Obviously, Victor Oladipo became something that... became something else when he left Orlando. This is a big, big, big deal. I cannot stress that enough. This is a big deal. And I don't mean to put all this pressure on a 19, 20-year-old kid, because Suggs still has a long way to go. But this is a huge moment for this franchise. We asked to come out of this draft with a solid player with a solid foundation. And Jalen Suggs is the kind of guard, the kind of player that gives you that foundation. Last year at Gonzaga, he averaged 14.4 points per game, starting in all 30 games, averaging 20.9 minutes per game. He shot 50.3% from the floor, 33.7% from beyond the arc on 3.5 attempts per game, 75.4% from the foul line, 5.3 rebounds, 4.5 assists per game, 1.9 steals per game. 2.9 turnovers per game, maybe a little bit concerning there. That is one of his weaknesses, I suppose. Suggs, though, is a combo guard that everyone essentially describes as a winner, as someone who does all the little things, that does, has the aggression, has the headiness, has the gumption to make big plays. His claim to fame, of course, is probably one of the greatest shots in NCAA tournament history, that half-court buzzer beater in overtime to defeat UCLA and bring Gonzaga's undefeated season to the national championship game. Suggs, obviously, there's a reason he was drafted fifth and not first. I'm not going to sit here and say that he's a runaway pick to be a star. You know, he's definitely got some flaws and faults to his game. You know, he is not the greatest jump shooter in the world. He's a good jump shooter, don't get me wrong. I think the Magic got a shooter in this draft. He's very good at attacking the basket. He's maybe a little undersized to play two consistently, but he can definitely play off guard. He's maybe not the best distributor or passer as a point guard, but everyone you talk to describes Suggs as just a strong playmaker, as just a strong player who will make the right decisions, make the right reason. As he gets older, as he gets better, as he improves, all of that's going to come to bear. He has great athleticism to finish around the rim. He has great ability to get into the paint. More importantly, for a Magic team that has missed this off the perimeter, this is the exact kind of player the Magic needed in 2009, why they went after Vince Carter. He can create his shot off the dribble. He can shoot off the dribble. He can create space. And really, the only criticisms that I have seen about his offensive game are that he, you know, does maybe have a penchant for turnovers and trying to do a little too much at times. Maybe sometimes gets himself caught in the lane, but those are all young player mistakes that you can recover from. What's really impressive about Suggs are those intangibles, those leadership qualities, which are really rare to see from a player his age that's so young. He was one of the leaders of that undefeated Gonzaga team as a freshman. The highest rated freshman, the highest rated recruit, if I'm not mistaken, in Gonzaga's history. That's a celebrated program on many, many fronts. Everyone points to the fact that Suggs was a football quarterback in high school and could have played college football, a lot of people believe. That speaks to a toughness, that speaks to an intelligence, that speaks to just an IQ of how to play the game and run a team. Again, this is a big, big, big deal. And there is genuine shock that the Raptors didn't take him at 4. Again, there's always that possibility, but it's genuinely shocking because the Magic, and Magic fans thought a player like Suggs was beyond their reach. Suggs, though, is a perfect fit for the Magic. I'm going to get into a little bit more about what these two picks say, about what the Magic are trying to build and who the Magic are trying to be. But take it for now that Jalen Suggs is a big-time player. This is a... We asked this draft to be franchise-changing. We asked this draft to be one that sets the tone for this franchise, gives it a leader, gives it a star player to build around. Before we get into the eighth pick in the draft, before we get into what the Magic did later on in the evening, not that much later, but later on in the evening, the Magic accomplished that goal. Again, don't put all the pressure on this kid. He's going to need help. He's going to need time to develop. He's going to need time to grow. He's going to need time to get better. But this is a really special kid. This is a really special day for the Magic. This is a very happy day for the Orlando Magic. I'm excited to see Jalen Suggs in a Magic uniform for Summer League, for crying out loud. I'm excited to see him suit up for the Magic next year as well, and excited for what the future brings, because right now the Magic are selling us on the future. That future looks exceptionally bright after this pick. We'll talk about the Magic second pick in Franz Wagner here coming up in just a moment. But first, let's have a brief word from our friends at rockauto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. So why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning, like is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? And wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry. You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. You don't need to wait on any of that. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Why choose to spend 30, 50, even 100% more for the same parts from a chain store or car dealership? Rock Auto is a family business serving do-it-yourselfers for more than 20 years. Rock Auto prices are reliably low for every customer. They have everything you can need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Go explore their easy-to-use website today to find the solution to your auto parts needs. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in there, How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. So, I would admit that I did not have Franz Wagner on my board. I felt like Wagner was one of the safest picks in this draft, but a very limited player in some respects. I did not see star potential in him, and obviously, you know, I think that's kind of been an obsession among Magic fans, just looking for that consistent every night star, especially now that we're in a rebuild. You need a star to orient yourself around. And so I looked at Wagner and I said, you know, I think Wagner is perhaps the best defensive player in this draft. I think he's a really smart player. But I don't know if he's, you know, he'll be better than he is now. Obviously, he'll get a little bit better. But I don't know if I see him playing more than being just a role player or, you know, even a potential kind of just defensive ace for your team. And I'm not sure that's exactly what the Magic needed. They need shooting, they need scoring. You know, there's a lot of focus on kind of modernizing this team a little bit. And so Wagner was a little bit off my board. And you know, I definitely sensed the kind of disappointment of taking a player like Wagner with, you know, James Bouknight still on the board, with Moses Moody still on the board, other guys that we've talked about that maybe have a little bit more upside. But let's not get too far away from this. I promised during my draft coverage I would try to focus on what players can do more than what they can't do. And so while, again, I think there are players with more upside out there, I think there are players that could be a whole lot better in the long run, the Magic still got a really good player in Franz Wagner. And I would say this, if the Magic had taken Scottie Barnes or Jonathan Kuminga with pick number 4, or with pick number 5, if that would have been their first pick, guys that are a little bit riskier, that, you know, you're not quite certain, you know, what their floor is, I would have said, absolutely, you need to take another swing here. Take a guy in Bouknight, or take a guy, and Moody would have been my pick, just a really safe pick with a little bit of upside. Honestly, you know, and I noted this to a few people that I talked to, after taking Jalen Suggs, after taking someone that you feel so sure is going to build this culture and build this team the way that you want him to, and be his kind of central figure, Wagner, I don't know if I would have accepted Wagner as a pick or as a possibility if the Magic didn't take Suggs as well. And that's unfair to Wagner. I get that. Because Wagner is very, very good in his own right. And I'm going to explain a little bit more kind of the identity that I see the Magic building here in a little bit. But Franz Wagner, let's not, you know, beat around the bush. Franz Wagner is a very smart and very good player. 6'9" forward. He has reportedly grown a couple more inches. He's now apparently 6'11". Everyone on the Magic appears to be growing. We see RJ Hampton. Averaged 12.5 points per game last year at Michigan. 6.5 rebounds per game. 1.3 steals per game. 1 block per game. 34.3% shooting from beyond the arc. 83.5% from the foul line. 47.7% shooting overall. All numbers improved over his freshman season at Michigan. Wagner is widely considered the best defensive prospect in this draft, or one of the better defensive prospects in this draft. He's able to guard multiple positions. While, you know, he may not have kind of elite foot speed or elite athleticism, he is very, very, very smart. And especially off the ball, he is a really smart player. And if you know me, if you've ever played basketball with me, I love me some off-ball action. I am a Princeton guy. I grew up in the Princeton offense. Give me cutters, give me cuts, give me screens, give me all that stuff. Wagner does all those little things. If the Magic were interested in Scottie Barnes because of the little things that he does, and I think Scottie Barnes is going to end up being a better player than Wagner, don't get me wrong. Franz Wagner does a lot of those things too. Good screen setter, good cuts, knows when to cut, knows how to time his cuts to get to the basket, to get into the lane. Has an understanding of spacing. All this stuff is really, really, really important. The question with Wagner is, again, relatively low upside. This is a high floor pick. And you know, I think a lot of people, especially when you're dealing with a rebuilding team, would say, go get the absolute best player you can, the absolute potential best player you can, rather than taking kind of a medium risk pick here. This is a very low risk pick. I'm confident Franz Wagner will have a role in the NBA at some point. And maybe that's good. Maybe that's enough. You know, especially now that the Magic seem to have a central figure to build around in Jalen Suggs. I think that Wagner makes sense here in a lot of ways, or maybe I've talked myself into it. But really, this is a pick that's about kind of adding to this culture and adding to this identity that the Magic have. And I think this is going to be the real important point, and I will get to it, but I want to talk a little bit more about Wagner himself. Wagner, I think, fits this team. He will be a glue guy. He will do those nitty-gritty things and play a role for the team. And obviously, the Magic have a lot of guys with scoring on their mind. Cole Anthony is a scorer. RJ Hampton is a scorer. They need guys, you know, they're going to need someone to kind of replace Gary Harris as a glue guy if the Magic decide to trade him at some point this season, or if they let him walk in the offseason as well. The Magic need players like Franz Wagner. Do you want to spend draft capital on that? Now, you know, you look at the Nikola Vucevic trade now. It's Wendell Carter and Franz Wagner for Nikola Vucevic. You know, does that framing of that deal make it seem better or worse? I don't know. But Wagner, I think, slots in really, really well. I think you can play him next to Chuma Okeke. I think you can play him next to Jonathan Isaac. I think that he does a lot of really good little things that will help this offense and help this team function on both ends of the floor. And again, I think a big thing is this is all going to go back to the identity the Magic want to build. And really, that's what this draft is about. Everything about this team is about the future. And none more so than this draft night. This draft is a clue to who the Magic want to be. And so we'll talk about that to close out tonight's draft show. But first, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing. Summer league's coming up, and you can track all the action at BetOnline. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and your UFC MMA action too. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all of the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit using the promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So what does this all mean about who the Orlando Magic want to be? We've talked a lot about this draft as being a foundational draft. Obviously, two top 10 picks, finishing with the worst record, in, you know, with the third worst record in the league, best odds to win the lottery, trading away all the players that helped the team make the playoffs two of the last three seasons, restarting. This was a draft that we all felt had to establish who the Magic are going to be. And we all suspected we knew what that answer was. You know, we almost everyone had the Magic taking Scottie Barnes, and he certainly represents a certain type of player and a certain type of mentality. But taking these two picks in tandem just cements that idea. The words that Jeff Weltman in his post-draft press conference used to describe Jalen Suggs was tough-minded, versatile, aggressive, a leader, all that good stuff. We know this is a hard-nosed player that gets after it defensively, that will, you know, be a pest defensively, make plays on that end, but also be able to make plays on the offensive end. You know, again, it very much feels like Jalen Suggs is a foundational player for this team. Someone that will be a star for this group. A lot of those same adjectives were used to describe Franz Wagner, to be frank. High basketball IQ, good defender, versatile. All those intangible qualities that seem to matter toward winning. These are not just kind of mere pleasantries. There's proof on the court for the kind of skills and kind of identity that we're talking about here. If we take Jalen Suggs and Franz Wagner to be key people in this Magic rebuild, key clues to who the Magic want to be, then we know what this team is trying to build right now. They're trying to find unselfish players, obviously. They're trying to find versatile, long players. That stuff hasn't changed. It's still the same Orlando Magic, after all. But very clearly, the kind of team they're trying to build is one that gets after you. That, you know, pushes the tempo and dictates pace. That makes plays on the defensive end. That plays smart. That's tough. Those were words that were all used to describe both Suggs and Wagner throughout this draft process, and by Jeff Weltman himself and by Jamal Mosley as well, as he began to get involved in the draft process. The Magic have a clear identity in mind. And now it's about shaping and forming and building it. Certainly about developing these young players, certainly about developing these two players, these two draft picks in particular. But now the Magic have an idea of who they want to be and the kind of team that they're going to be when Mosley takes over, when the team takes over, when the team starts to play in September. Identity is a tricky thing. It's a buzzword. It's hard to kind of force an identity. Your team just has to fit what you're trying to do. With such a blank slate, having an identity and having a few things to focus on, having players who can execute that is critical. Look, the Magic are going to go through some pain this year. They're so extremely young, it would be impossible not to expect them to have some struggle. To struggle to find consistency, especially. It would be impossible not to see that happen. But what's going to carry the Magic through, what's going to help them build, is to see a way to play, to see an identity form, to begin to build that up brick by brick with a strong base. Again, this was a foundation-building draft. And what the Magic did was they picked two players that share similar traits similar philosophies and similar roles within a team structure. These are guys that will defend very well. They're going to play smart. And that's who the Magic want to be. That's the kind of team they're going to build. Jamal Mosley said it during his introductory press conference. They're going to play with pace. They're going to play with the pass. And, you know, they're going to play with pace. They're going to play with space. And they're going to play with the pass. That's a guide. That's a guidepost for who the Magic are going to be. Wagner and Suggs are both incredibly unselfish players. They're comfortable playing at any pace. They're comfortable at dictating the pace with their defense, most of all. And I think that's ultimately who the Magic will be. Adding Jonathan Isaac to that mix too, to be frank. What the Magic are going to spend this year doing is cultivating that identity. It will be imperfect. It will have fits and starts. But in the moments when the Magic surprise people, in the moments where we see a clear vision of the future, it is going to be with that kind of style and that kind of play. That's who the Magic are going to be. If y'all know me, I sit here and I admit I'm uncomfortable with the unknown. I'm uncomfortable with not having a clear path forward or having a clear vision for what things are going to look like. I don't like to guess. I want to see it on the court. I can tell you this, one thing that made me really uncomfortable with trading Nikola Vucevic the way that the Magic did, although I get the logic, was that unknown of what the draft would bring, of putting all the eggs in that draft basket for saying, we're going to hit the reset button completely. And yeah, this Magic franchise has been scarred in the last decade by trying to do that. It took a long time to climb up. Magic got gifted one here for sure. I can sit here, though, and say this after draft night. I'm very confident in who this Magic team is going to be. I'm very confident in the tenets, in the columns, and the pillars that are going to hold this team up. I'm confident in the people and the players that the Magic have to hold them up, including Markelle Fultz, including Jonathan Isaac, including these two picks. I'm confident that the Magic have a plan, have an identity, have a way they want to play that will make them successful. All that's left is to go out there and execute it. To add the right players to supplement and add to this team. The Magic built their foundation on Thursday night at the draft. And it is really, really, really exciting. I want to thank you all for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. Of course, find us on Twitter at Locked On Magic. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Himalaya, Google, Spotify, Odyssey, and all the Philip Silmo podcasts to your podcast-enabled listening device. You can find me on Twitter at PhilipRR_OMD. Be sure to tune back in tomorrow. We will hear from the Magic's draft picks. We'll have a weekend episode of Locked On Magic, so be sure to stay tuned for that. Over the weekend, I'll try and get that up Friday night for you. It'll be available to you Saturday throughout the day. You'll have it for the weekend as well. I'll kind of leave it up Monday as well for you to listen to too. Be sure to follow me again on Twitter at PhilipR_screen for the latest on the Orlando Magic. Be sure to check out OrlandoMagicDaily.com. You can check us out there at OMagicDaily. What a draft night. What an unbelievable night. A big reason to celebrate if you're a Magic fan. So excited to have Jalen Suggs. So excited to have Franz Wagner coming to Orlando. Excited to see them here in town on Friday. Excited to see them play when Summer League begins in just a few weeks. But until next time, for Orlando Magic Daily and Locked On Magic, this has been Phil Foster, Mike Pascoe, again for another episode of Locked On Magic.